Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With roughly 3 weeks to go in the 2023 legislative session, it's time to shift gears. For the past 3 months, legislators have spent hundreds of hours in committee hearings, listening to testimony, and debating bills among themselves. Now, with the deadlines for the introduction of new bills having passed, the final bills are trickling through the system, and the work of the committees is nearly over. In fact, some of the committees are now only meeting sporadically on an as-needed basis, which is a sure sign that the session is drawing to a close. But it's not over yet. The decrease in normal committee hearings gives rise to the season of the conference committees. For those who may not know, bills can start in either the House or the Senate, where they're heard, debated, voted on, and eventually passed to the other House, where the process begins all over again. Along the way, bills can be amended, but in the end, the exact same version of the bill must be passed by both chambers before it can be sent to the governor. Say a bill starts in the House and is sent to the Senate, where it gets amended. That bill must now go back to the House, where the bill sponsor has two options. They can either agree with the Senate amendments, in which case they take the final vote and then send the bill to the governor, or the bill sponsor disagrees with the amended language and asks that a conference committee be appointed. Conference committees are made up of two majority members and one minority member of each House. So in this case, two Republicans and one Democrat from each House for a total of six. And this is where it gets interesting. Legislative hearings are normally scheduled 2 days in advance to allow for public participation, but conference committees are often scheduled at the call of the chair. This can happen with as little as 15 minutes notice, which places lobbyists on high alert. To make it even more interesting, there are two types of conference committees. One is the standard conference committee, and they're limited to addressing just the amended language. They can keep the amendment, change the wording of the amendment, or strike the amended language entirely. That new version of the bill is then sent back to each House for final approval. If both Houses agree with the final version of the bill, then it goes to the governor. But if one House fails to pass the final version, then the bill dies. The second type of conference committee is much more risky. It's called a free conference committee, and it has nearly unlimited powers to rewrite any part of the bill they choose, not just the amended section. I've seen bills come out of free conference committees looking nothing like they did when they went in. In fact, I've seen bills hijacked and then changed so radically that they wound up doing the exact opposite of the sponsor's original intention. In that case, the bill sponsor usually begs the full House and Senate to just kill the bill. The most important conference committee in each legislative session is the Free Conference Committee on the Budget Bill. This is an incredibly powerful committee with enormous responsibility, and it's made up of only the most trusted members of each House. When the committee convenes, the crowd in the halls outside of the room in some ways resembles the crowd waiting in St. Peter's Square as the College of Cardinals chooses a new pope. The only difference is these people all have a financial stake in the outcome of the budget. Conference committees are interesting to watch, and the best part is, they're a sure sign that the legislative session is almost over. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.